Buying your first home is probably the biggest investment you will make. Finding one that you love yet fits in your budget can be a challenge. Hi, this is Stephanie Williams at First Bank Hampton. That's why we feel it's important to provide you with a team of mortgage experts who work to find you the best options and rate to meet your needs. Stop in and visit with us and experience the ease of financing locally with the people you know and trust. First Bank Hampton is a member of FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio On The Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues that affect our area. And now, here's today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker Program.
Good afternoon. On today's Radio On The Go Newsmaker Program, we are joined by Angie Reekins from Iowa State Extension. Wanted to bring Angie on today as she is an extension field agronomist to talk about the just concluded harvest, which is pretty much done now, and getting ready for 2022. And Angie, first of all, give us a recap on this year with the growing season, now the harvest. Anything surprise you at all?
I think the thing that surprised all of us this year was in the majority of north central Iowa, how good the yields were considering how dry we were this year. One of the questions I get frequently, where did my soybean yields come from? Now, obviously, there are places that were a lot drier than other places and yields were compromised. But for the majority of people, they're really pleased with how both their soybean and corn yields turned out this year. I think that was a big issue for this year. I think we're all still trying to figure out where it all came from.
You mentioned about beans and corn. Yield-wise, is it pretty average for what we did get this year?
Definitely above average. We had soybeans that field-wide averages in the 70 to 75 bushels an acre, even higher in some places. We don't have that happen very often in north central Iowa just because of our soil. And this year, our soybean yields in places were phenomenal. Even people that had maybe lower yields than that were running averages in the 60 bushels an acre and up. And people were really just pleased to have that kind of. I mean, we normally average somewhere around about 50 bushels an acre, 52 bushels an acre, like on a countywide basis throughout north central Iowa. So we saw some really good yields this year.
Talk about now going forward. A lot of meetings now going on, getting ready for 2022. What kinds of meetings are you guys having right now?
Well, I think the one people will probably most be interested in is next Wednesday, December 8th. I'm doing a private pesticide applicator meeting in Dow. So this is combined Wright and Franklin County pesticide applicator training. So if you need to get your 2 hours of annual training for your private pesticide applicator continuing ed or recertification, we are at the Dow's Community Center next Wednesday, the 8th. We start at 9:30. I would highly encourage you to call the Franklin County Extension Office or the Wright County Extension Office and get pre-registered for that meeting. The rest of those meetings for those two counties will happen after the first of the year. There's a lot of pesticide meetings going on. I have one in Hardin County in Eldora at the fairgrounds the next day on the 9th at 1:30 in the afternoon. There's a lot of crop production meetings going on now. Farmers are finally out of the field. There's seed dealer meetings. There's tons of extension meetings. Crop Advantage is coming up for Iowa State in January, so everybody will be getting a flyer about that in the mail pretty soon. There's some great information. The whole goal in those winter meetings is to help our farmers be more profitable, right, more productive, and also all doing that while being environmentally conscious and economically sustainable. That's what we do. Lots of new things to hear about.
You probably had the answer to this. We probably wouldn't be talking because you'd be rich beyond belief, but look in your crystal ball for 2022. Any concerns or maybe positives that we might see as we go for the next growing season?
I have neutral news. I don't know that I have any positive news, but biggest concern right now on everybody's mind, two big concerns. One is the availability of getting some herbicide products. We're already talking about herbicide shortages for next year. The other is fertilizer prices. Our fertilizer prices have tripled and quadrupled in some places for certain products. So farmers have made a lot of decisions this fall on to apply things this fall that they would have normally held off until next spring, like nitrogen. But because right now a lot of retailers can't guarantee prices or availability of fertilizer products for next spring, some tips to help people think that through is my first advice would be look at your soil sample results and see where you are and where you need that fertilizer and maybe where you don't need that fertilizer. There's a lot of upheaval going on right now and a lot of concerns for people going forward in the future, especially into next spring. And then on top of all of that, sit here and look at the drought monitor map, then part of the northwest corner of Franklin County is still in a moderate drought situation. So lots of things to be thinking about going into next spring. And we're just going to have to see what shakes out for fertilizer availability, and we're going to have to see what shakes out for rainfall as well.
Last thing, if people want to find out more information about what we've been talking about, best way they can do that?
They are always welcome to call me as their field agronomist. I serve 8 counties in north central Iowa. My number is 515-231-2830. I spend a lot of time helping people go through fertilizer plans. We talk a little bit about herbicide strategies. I'm here to help them, and if I can't help them, I'll get them in touch with somebody that can.
Okay, well, our thanks to Angie Reekens, today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program.
Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton. First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com and click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio On The Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher.
It happens to all of us. We have a check to deposit but don't have the time to stop by the bank. Hi, this is Pam Whipple at First Bank Hampton with offices in Hampton and Latimer. Depositing checks with Mobile Deposit, a feature of our mobile banking app, makes depositing a check quick and easy. Just log into your mobile banking, snap pictures of front and back of the check, input the amount, hit submit, and your deposit is done. It's that simple, and it saves you a trip to the bank. Try this convenient way to deposit a check today. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.